Suzanne Bode, The Washington Stand. I'm not the same person, a 19-year-old girl known only as Number 13 wanted the Supreme Court to know. I regret my abortion so much. I think about it every day. Taking the abortion pill was traumatizing, she says, thinking about the tiny little person she saw. I just died a little bit. My boyfriend and I miss our baby. Related. Exclusive. Senator previews SCOTUS chemical abortion oral arguments The Daily Skirmish. Abortion pill pushers work the dark side. A woman listed as AC thinks back with dismay to calling 911. She was waiting at the pharmacy for the painkillers and suddenly felt wet. I, look, Ed, down at my jeans and was shocked to see that I was covered in blood, from the top of the inseam down to my knees. Tears began to flood my eyes, she remembers, filled with horror and embarrassment. My shock, she says, turned, Ed, into sorrow when I found the sack with my tiny baby in it. I held her for a moment before folding up the toilet paper and setting it into the feminine products bin. She called the abortion center in pain and grief, and they told her to call 911. So she just lied there, in the fetal position. The bleeding continued, for days, she says of the gruesome experience. There was also a smell that reminded me of what I had done. I hope, AC tells the justices, that no one knows the horror of abortion, like she did. And yet, on Capitol Hill, these nightmares are what Democrats call choice. And this week, they proved that they'll do anything to keep women in the dark about the gruesome, lifelong realities of it. In a hearing innocuously called, The Continued Assault on Reproductive Freedoms in a Post-Dobbs America, the president's party, led by Dick Durbin, ill, tried to paint the pro-life fight to stop suffering like AC's is dangerous and radical. To Family Research Council's Mary Schock, it's really ironic that Democrats use these violent terms to describe protecting unborn children, when we know that abortion brutally and callously ends the life of an unborn child. This is a party, she points out, that has voted repeatedly to kill an innocent child right up until the moment of birth, and even after. So if anyone's guilty of extremism, Schock argues, it's Democrats. Senator John Kennedy, Arla, pressed that issue with one of the left's witnesses, asking, if a healthy mother with a healthy baby wanted to have an abortion the day before a birth, would it be okay with you? Caitlin Myers replied, Senator, that is not how abortion care works. That rhetoric, she tried to turn the tables, is really dangerous for the people who are. Kennedy interrupted, it would be okay with you, wouldn't it? Myers never directly answered the question, a fact that says all you need to know, Schock insisted. Kennedy pressed the issue about birthday abortions until Myers, getting frustrated, claimed, you know, I think that's a really hard question to answer because that just doesn't happen. You're asking me about something that simply doesn't happen, the Louisianan stopped her. Well, actually, I will tell you, it's legal in Vermont, New Jersey, Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, Alaska, and the District of Columbia, and the loon wing of the Democratic Party supports abortion up to the moment of birth. So, do you support that or oppose it? Myers didn't reply. That in itself is shocking, Schock told guest host and former Congressman Jody Heiss on Thursday's Washington Watch. It's very interesting that none of the witnesses were willing to come out and say, no, I would not support abortion the day before a healthy mother with a healthy baby is due to deliver. They said that's not how abortion works. Well, I would love for them to describe for the American people how abortion does work, because how it works is it tears apart an unborn child, a defenseless, innocent, unborn child. And that's what the American people need to know about the Democrat, IC, position. On the flip side, what Democrats need to know about their own stance is that almost zero Americans support it. The position of today's elected Democrats in Congress on abortion is wildly out of step with the American people, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, R., insisted. Their position is not a mainstream position. Indeed, national polling shows roughly 9% of Americans agree with it. 91% of Americans disagree with the position of every single elected Democrat in this body. The problem, Schock pointed out, is that most people don't realize how radical the left's position actually is. I think for too long we have allowed people to hide behind what has become a euphemism, and that is, abortion. People don't actually think of what that actually is. It's the brutal ending of a human being's life. And imagine if we had headlines that were celebrating the increased number of deaths through the brutal murder of unborn children. Imagine if we had headlines celebrating that. Americans would be outraged, but because we use the term abortion, Democrats are able to get away with this. They're able to act as if this is a positive thing. Nothing about abortion is good. And certainly, we need to work on fixing the circumstances that have led over a million women to think that this was their solution. But we also have to call abortion what it is, and we can't let Democrats act like this is some fix to all the problems of the world. Right, Heiss said, since when has killing not been considered an extreme position? But all of this has become even more complicated with the rise of the abortion drug, which Senator Amy Klobuchar, D-Min, had the nerve to repeat was perfectly safe, despite piles of first-hand stories to the contrary. Every single abortion is tragic, Schock emphasized, because every abortion ends the life of an unborn child. But, she insisted, the use of the abortion drug is especially egregious, because we know that the abortion drug is four times as dangerous as surgical abortion for the mother. And thanks to the Biden administration, who's bypassing state laws and safety concerns, women are receiving this drug, mifepristone, through the mail. And not unlike the dozens of women pleading with the Supreme Court to ban it, they're taking this drug alone in their bathroom. And then, they're hemorrhaging, and then they have uncontrolled bleeding where they don't know, is it too much or is this natural? They don't know what is about to happen to their body because they're not doctors. They weren't supposed to know. We have women who have ectopic pregnancies that go undiagnosed. And then those women have serious complications because of it, and then their future pregnancies are in jeopardy because no abortionist saw them in person. And for what? Schock asked emotionally. So that the abortion industry can make more money. They don't care about women. They're putting tens of thousands of them at risk, shipping it across state lines to pro-life states and in direct violation of those states' rights to protect unborn children. They're telling women, abortion is your only solution, Schock shook her head. And we have the chemical abortion drug that the abortion industry says is just as easy as taking a Tylenol. It's not. It's very different from a Tylenol. You have a significantly increased chance, 500%, of entering the emergency room, which is not something that someone who takes a Tylenol has. And we know that the abortion industry tells women it will just be like a heavy period. It will be natural, and then we know countless women end up delivering their unborn baby, that's clearly recognizable as a baby, into the toilet. And their hearts are broken forever because they didn't realize that was what was about to happen. This increase is tragic, and we really can't state that enough. Source: The Washington Stand. Suzanne Bodie serves as editorial director and senior writer at The Washington Stand.